U.S. military forces rescued an American citizen in Nigeria, the Pentagon said on Saturday, days after he was kidnapped by gunmen in the south of neighboring Niger and apparently taken across the border. The hostage, Philip Walton, was abducted Monday night on the outskirts of a village about 10 kilometers from the border with Nigeria. Walton is safe and in the care of the U.S. State Department, the Pentagon said in a statement. U.S. forces did not suffer any casualties in the rescue operation, it added. Niger's defense minister had earlier confirmed the hostage release to media without giving details about how he had been freed. Local officials had said this week that the kidnappers had called the man's father to demand a ransom, but the family did not confirm this. Iraqi authorities reopened Baghdad's Tahrir Square and the bridge leading to the Green Zone Saturday, symbolically ending more than a year of demonstrations by anti-government protesters. Cars are again circling the Tahrir roundabout, and the concrete walls, which were erected to close off the bridge across the Tigris River, have been removed. Tahrir Square was at the heart of the movement that brought together hundreds of thousands of Iraqis starting in October 2019, paralyzing the capital and southern Iraq for months, and the bridge leading to the highly fortified Green Zone, where government offices, parliament, and the U.S. Embassy are housed, was a hotspot for clashes during the protests. One protester said on social media that the revolt isn't over and that protesters would move to set up political organizations. The movement had called for jobs, basic services, a total overhaul of the ruling class, and an end to corruption, but it lost its momentum around the time of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is VOA News. Nearly a million people in the Philippines were evacuated from their homes Saturday as the most powerful typhoon of the year so far barreled towards the country, with authorities warning of destructive winds and flooding. Typhoon Goni is expected to slam into Catanduanes Island Sunday with wind speeds of up to 205 kilometers per hour before crossing the main island of Luzon, the state weather forecaster said. It comes a week after Typhoon Molave hit the same region of the natural disaster-prone archipelago, killing 22 people and flooding low-lying villages and farmland before crossing the South China Sea to Vietnam. The Philippines is hit by an average of 20 storms and typhoons every year, which typically wipe out harvests, homes, and infrastructure. Its deadliest on record was Super Typhoon Haiyan, which unleashed giant waves and left more than 7,300 people dead or missing in 2013. Tanzania's two leading opposition parties said on Saturday that they would not recognize the results of a presidential election that handed incumbent John Magufuli another term this week. Opposition politicians told the international community to ignore the election, and they called for a new one. Tanzania's National Electoral Commission on Friday declared Magufuli the winner of Wednesday's poll after securing 84% of the vote against his rival Tundu Lissu with just 13%. In his bid for a second term, the incumbent president has promised to boost the economy by completing infrastructure projects kick-started during his first term, such as a new hydropower dam, a railway line, and new planes for the national carrier. But the opposition and rights groups have complained that his administration has cracked down on critical voices, closing down media outlets and preventing opposition rallies. The government denies this. The United States has said it was concerned about the reports of systematic interference in the democratic process during the election. The vote was marred by irregularities, including the use of force against unarmed civilians, pre-ticking of ballots, the detention of opposition officials, and restrictions on political party agents accessing to polling stations. All this, the U.S. Embassy has said. And Georgians voted for a new parliament on Saturday in an election seen as a test of credibility for the ruling party and a way to form a more diverse parliament. Voting was brisk, with lines forming outside several polling stations in the capital, Tbilisi. For more on these and other international stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Berman, VOA News.
Right now, VOA 1.